Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is he coachable? Does Aaron like to be coached?
At this moment, you just gave this guy $200 million. It's going to be very hard to coach a guy same age. Pay scale is up here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to tell Aaron what to do.
Is he a coachable guy?
He's coachable to a point.
Yeah.
Once you try to overcoach him, that's when he's going to do his own thing. With McCarthy. McCarthy used to call a play. Aaron, you look at him, it's a whole different play.
Yeah.
We'll go to the game plan and was like, man, that wasn't the play called.
Right.
And we like, we just ran the play that number 12 call.
Right.
Sorry.
There you go. Manager Michael Finley, when we were live from Radio Row, we had such a great time down there at Super Bowl. Compliments of a lot of great people. Our friends at Coach's Pub and Grill. Cornet and his whole staff down there do a fantastic job. Hey, if you're looking for a fish fry tonight, stop in. Good one down there. Also, our friends at the Water Doctors. The Water Doctors. And don't forget, H2TheLetterODoctors.com is your water safe. Do you know it's safe? I went to them 20-plus years ago, and they have now an invention called the WaterBot. It's exclusive to them. It's real-time quality monitoring your water about every 6 minutes, and it lets you know if there's a problem with your water coming into your home. I mean, it's fantastic. It'll tell you everything. So do what I did. I mean, with the kids and everything, and I drink water like crazy. Go to H2TheLetterODoctors.com. You can check out the WaterBot there as well. H2TheLetterODoctors.com. And they are right around the corner, the world's fastest quarter-mile oval. Like them on Facebook. That is Slinger Super Speedway. They open up Sunday, April 28th. The Nationals are July 9th. Slam Fest, August 17th. Get your tickets now. SlingerSuperSpeedway.com. That is SlingerSuperSpeedway.com. Mike Clemens, our NFL insider, our green and gold insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Billy.
What's going on, man? How you feeling? You home and all rested up and good now?
Yeah, getting ready for a combine. That's going to be the next stop. In about 2 weeks, we'll be down in Indianapolis, and the Packers will have the number 12 pick overall. But something that happened a week ago today, as you were wrapping up your week at Radio Row in the NFL media headquarters at the Super Bowl, was I met this woman, Lori. She's followed our show. She's originally from Green Bay. She's a huge Packers fan. She likes to keep in touch with the Packers through your show online. She recently moved to Atlanta. Very media savvy person. She's a vice president of a media conglomerate now and just moved to Atlanta. Just really bright, but loves coming back home to Wisconsin and Green Bay. Loves the Packers. So she came to the set, and we sat down, had a great conversation, and we reviewed the season. I mean, all the changes. My gosh, first Ted Thompson leaves, then Mike McCarthy, and we kind of talked some X's and O's. And then at the end of the conversation, she paused and she said, "What do you think it would take for Aaron Rodgers to get over this image he's got in the media of being arrogant and aloof?" And I was thrown back by that because, first of all, you know, this woman deals with advertisers and advertising agencies, and I mean, this is what people are saying about the guy. You know, mm-hmm. Positives, good role model, terrific quarterback, really smart guy. Negative, comes off as arrogant, aloof at times. And you know, and I just did a break with you a couple weeks ago where we talked about all the things that Aaron Rodgers does as a perfectionist, even when it comes to doing charitable work for the Salvation Army, that he wants to, you know, spend time giving autographs to people that are true fans, not people that are just looking to turn around and sell it on eBay the next day. You know, so there's all kinds of those positives. My answer to her was, I guess if he wins another Super Bowl, that would be a start. I thought about when Tom Brady was asked, coming back to his ninth Super Bowl, you know, what keeps you competitive? What makes you up to still come back here at the age of 41? And he said, you know, I came from a great family. My dad, you know, was a great dad. My mom is the nicest person you ever want to meet. It's kind of a competitive family. I'm even competitive with my sisters. But my family's always been there for me, and that's why I guess I've had the confidence to keep doing what I'm doing at this level. So, you know, Tom Brady talks about his family openly like that. And he's very humble. There might be a total different Tom Brady behind the scenes, but when he's with the media, he's one guy. He's sincere. He's humble. He talks about his teammates. He talks about his coach. And so the very next night is the NFL Honor Show. And they have this one category, the Moment of the Year Award. It's, you know, close calls, tremendous comebacks in games, et cetera. And they get Brett Favre to come in all the way from Hattiesburg, off the 400 acres, which he doesn't like to do, into Atlanta. He's there on the stage on TV on Saturday night on CBS. And he reads the winner of the award.
And the winner of this year's NFL Moment of the Year is my friend Aaron Rodgers. That's a new friend.
See, right there, he brings up the awkward moment, you know, in front of the television audience and everybody in there in the NFL, like, you know, the two of us have had our past, you know, and he's making a joke, but it's like, what, you know, Aaron, you don't need that right now.
Right.
After what just happened and people think you got your coach fired, you don't need that. Now, Aaron Rodgers sat down with Brett Favre for an interview at Favre's house last summer, and the two of them bonded. And Rodgers came back from that talking to us, bringing up these Brett Favre references all through training camp and through the season. You know, like Favre used to always say. So, you know, these two guys are friends now. You know, Favre has probably opened the door to that. But, you know, they are in communication. There wasn't a time that way. When Favre left in 2009 for the Jets, Rodgers complained in an interview at Super Bowl that, you know, listen, it wasn't my fault that the Packers moved on. And the guy won't return any of my text, and I thought I was a pretty good teammate to him for his last three seasons in Green Bay. And Rodgers seemed to be upset about that. Well, because Favre was in competitor mode, man. Favre was coming after you now. And the next year he played with the Vikings for 2 years. So these two guys have got together. Now, you know, Rodgers, in his little acceptance speech, he did tip the cap to Brett Favre.
No, seriously, though, it's great to share the stage once again at the NFL Honors with Brett Favre, who is a mentor of mine as a young player. And I watched you do this many times when I was a kid and then as a teammate for 3 years, buddy. Thank you for this award. It means a lot to me. Thank you to my teammates, Cobby, for finishing that thing off. Thank you to the fans. The ovation I got when I got back up on the field was something I'll never forget. That's why we play the game, because we love it, put our bodies on the line for our teammates, for organizations, for the fans. And as Favre knows, there's nothing like beating the Bears. Thank you.
There you go.
So the award was for, you know, his comeback win after with the knee injury. He comes back out in the second half and comes back to beat the Bears in the season opener, which was obviously the best game the Packers played all year long, except for the fun that they had against the New York Jets. You know, and I've been looking at some of the games from the season. You know, that fourth quarter in New York against the Jets, that's the way Aaron Rodgers wants to play football all the time. Just two-minute offense. Let's just make it up as we go. You know, this is fun. This is where I'm my most effective, and we make big plays. But I thought it was a tremendous interview you had with Greg Cosell, who's the nephew of the great, you know, Monday Night Football announcer and sportscaster Howard Cosell. Greg has been with NFL Films for 39 years. Greg breaks down tape like coaches. This is what he does for a living. And I thought this was a very interesting point he made on your show from Super Bowl on Aaron Rodgers and where his play is these days.
I think you have a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who is, and I'm telling you what the tape shows. This is no, I'm not making a judgment as to Aaron Rodgers and you know, his personality, whatever. That's irrelevant to me. I'm telling you what the tape shows. Aaron Rodgers tends to be a quarterback who plays outside of structure far too often. I can watch tape, and there's defined reads and throws based on structure that he doesn't throw. That then he moves around. And we know that he can be so phenomenal doing that, that those plays then make all the highlight shows, and we talk about how he's the man,
right,
and he's God, and he's the greatest. And he's a special, special talent. No one's arguing that point. But I think he leaves a lot of designed plays on the field. I don't think it. I know it watching the tape.
Right.
because he plays outside of structure, and I wonder if that has now become just part of his DNA, if that's the way he plays. And I think it's going to be an interesting combination between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, because Matt LaFleur comes from the Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay school, where everything is precisely defined.
He'd pass up a first down to try to go further
Correct.
Downfield.
That's the way he started. Over the last couple of years, that's the way he started to play. And keep in mind that Matt LaFleur's background with Shanahan and LaFleur is built on what we call run-pass fusion, where the run game and the play-action pass game look almost exactly alike. The Packers have not been that kind of team over the last number of years. They like the quarterback under center. They like the run game to work off that. And then they like the play-action pass game to work off the same looks. That's the way I believe Matt LaFleur will play. Now, it'll be interesting because, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is a veteran quarterback with his own ideas on how he wants to play. And that's why I'm curious to see what that mix is.
So there you go. That was Greg Cosell with us, joining us on Radio Row. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, he is here as well. Hang in there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue some thoughts discussing the Pack and Aaron and everything else that goes along with it. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Is Aaron Rodgers the smartest guy in the room?
He's a mastermind. He is very, very smart. He's more of a teacher. I think he's more of a teacher than a quarterback, because once he get in the game plan, he dissects the game plan like nothing other. That's why it's so easy when you see him on the field catching blitz and picking up things.
Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. And do not forget, by the way, a Quick Trip, that the Cheese Mountain Pizzas, those things, whether it's a thin crust or traditional, they're out there right now. $4.99 for the thin crust, traditional $7.99. You got take and bake or bake and go, and you are good to go with Quick Trip. Make sure you use your Quick Rewards card. If you don't have one, go in and ask for one. Or just go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com, to see all the great specials and what they have to offer. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now. And so, Michael, look, Jermichael Finley obviously has been a guy that's been a lightning rod at times. He's had some things to say about Aaron Rodgers. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, you know, this team just needs to get better in a lot of different areas. And we can't just focus on Aaron Rodgers because, look, their defense needs a personnel upgrade. Offensively, I think a couple of pieces get in place and they're going to be good. But their special teams were god-awful as well this past year.
They were. And a quick thing about Jermichael, too. I mean, Jermichael said a lot of positive things about Aaron in that interview with you, too, about how they did build chemistry, how he and Rodgers did meet, you know, later, 3 or 4 years into his stay with the Packers on Saturday nights. And, you know, Rodgers bonded with him, just talking about family and all that, talking about last-minute things for the game. But there's one of the national blogs has got some quotes from your interview from Jermichael that, you know, they're running today on the Internet, so people are going to see things about that. And just about a couple of quick things about Aaron Rodgers, too. There's a story out today that he's investing in a helmet company, VICIS, Visis Helmet Company. They've got a helmet called the 01. It's supposed to cut down on concussions. They've got it in 1,200 high schools, I guess, and Rodgers says he's going to wear it this coming season. I don't know if he's got NFL approval on that, but, you know, replacing the Rydell helmet. These people are challenging Rydell and some of the other equipment, you know, that's out there. So Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, Russell Wilson, and Doug Baldwin from the Seahawks, and former players like Roger Staubach and Jerry Rice are all investing a couple million into this company. One of the things about this helmet is that to be better for dealing with concussions, like the face mask will flex like a car bumper does. Mm-hmm. It'll actually absorb the hit and go back a little bit. And I found that to be interesting. So Aaron getting into that venture.
Hey, Mike, you know who came and talked to us about that? I still have the interview. I haven't played it yet. Mike Golick's wife is one of the spokespeople for this new venture.
How about that?
Yeah, she's the one that sat down and talked with us. It was a terrific conversation. I just haven't found a place to play it yet. But she's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll send you that story too about Aaron now getting involved as one of the investors and says he's going to wear one in the 2019 season. And, you know, he's been out golfing. And Danica, when Aaron was in Atlanta last weekend for Super Bowl activities. Danica Patrick was out there at that waste management tournament in Phoenix that, you know, we stopped by when we had the Super Bowl out there. And so he's competing in this AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I think this is the second time he's been in this. Is that right, Joe? Golfing with Jerry Kelly?
Actually, I think it's been more than that. I think he's done it for more than 2 years. I'm pretty sure.
And then he'll do that Lake Tahoe one, you know, the American Championship one. He does that every year. But they got Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth in that thing, and then players like Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn, Tony Romo, and the former hockey player Wayne Gretzky compete in that. So he's out there swinging the clubs this weekend. But, you know, he did tell one reporter that, he doesn't need knee surgery from the knee sprain he had against the Bears. He's doing yoga and other kinds of things and feels good. And, you know, he'll be have to report early to work because they've got a new coach. They'll get an extra 2 weeks of meetings with the team, conditioning and all that. And speaking of special teams, I was taken aback by how well special teams played by both the Rams and the Patriots. I talked about this John Fossil, the guy that they call nicknamed Bones, the special teams coordinator for the Rams, and when he was using Sam Shields on fake punts. When in the opening, I think it was kick coverage I saw. No, it was a punt coverage. That when Johnny Hacker's punting one down about 55 yards, they bring in the guy that's furthest outside, and he moves inside motion, almost like it's the CFL. And then he turns up the corner of the slot just as the ball is punted. Now you've got a guy running at full steam. Some of the tremendous placement punts that were made by the Patriots. That I watched the TV version of the Super Bowl last night, and you didn't really see that stuff because they had to cram another 12 commercials in. But there were some amazing special teams by those two Super Bowl teams. So now the Packers have actually added to their staff. They've got a guy named Ray Stewart, who's an NFL defensive back, and he's spent some time at Vanderbilt with the new special teams coordinator. Worked some for the Colts and the Tennessee Titans. So that means that Matt LaFleur has not one, not two, but three coaches that are going to be part of his special teams group, including this Raina Stewart, who just was officially added to the team yesterday. And so you talk to the new special teams coordinator, Sean Menenga, who Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, worked with at the Browns. And Menenga started at Vanderbilt, but when he started at Vandy last summer, he talked a little bit about his philosophies on putting together special teams, and he was appreciative that he got to spend, didn't have to be a position coach, too, that special teams increases in its importance with all football programs.
I think we get more time to be detailed in our schemes and techniques and spend more time on the little details that maybe a coach who's coaching another position doesn't get the opportunity to do. I think plus it allows us to coach the specialists more during practice. I think a lot of times when a position coach gets pulled away to go to individual or he goes to team period and then the specialists are kind of stuck by themselves, you give them a script or to work with, but to be over there and be able to film them and talk to them and help them develop on a daily basis, I think will help them hopefully play better. I saw us get better from day one to day 15 in spring practice. And there's been a great buy-in to what we're trying to do here through the spring and showing clips of how that can help them be successful at the next level. And I think guys, starters who haven't played in special teams for a couple years are coming up to me asking what teams can they get on, what phases can they play on. So they're excited about what we're doing. I don't think you can ever worry about injuries and those kind of things. We're going to play the best guy that gives us the best chance to be successful each play. And it's another opportunity for that guy to get the ball in his hands in wide open spaces and to make plays.
So, Sean Menenga, go ahead.
Your new special teams coordinator. And what I like about this guy, Bill, and this hire, I'm sure not Pettine knew him, but LaFleur is bringing in guys that he hasn't necessarily worked with. I think he's trying to bring in a diverse group of different ideas, fresh ideas, and guys that he thinks can help contribute, and, you know, the creativity. Whereas, you know, Ron Zook, experienced coach, great people skills, understands football players, but, you know, he's a head coach. And so then he came into Green Bay for a year, spent about a year with Slocum, and they replaced Slocum with him, and he became a special teams coordinator. But, you know, this is a guy who lives and breathes special teams, and I think that's got to be an improvement for Green Bay when you bring in specialists like that.
I was going to say, because you're bringing in the new special teams coordinator, and one of the – I'm not going to say it's exciting. I'm just saying it's it's kind of neat to have the name. It would be like Lombardi coming in. But now you've got a guy named Butkus, a descendant, coming in as a coach. The offensive line assistant coach, Luke Butkus, coming into Green Bay now as well.
It's a real deal, man. He's the nephew of Dick Butkus, the legendary middle linebacker for the Bears back in the 60s and 70s. And so Luke is his nephew, 39 years old. He played center at the same school that his uncle played at, University of Illinois. Had a little bit of time in the pros with Jacksonville. And then he's been around the league in two or three professional teams. He also had one stint as an offensive line coach. He was a center for Illinois, and then that regime got let go. And then he got hired back by Lovie Smith. So, you know, he's obviously got connections with the Bears. Actually, I think he was on the Bears roster briefly. So Luke Butkus, this was him coming back. Now, of course, Lovie Smith has really struggled at Illinois, but he's, you know, an experienced coach. So Luke Butkus is now going to be your assistant offensive line coach, and he talked about his opportunity to get back with the Illini last summer.
You know, I think I've grown a little bit, you know, in my, I guess, travels as a coach. I stole from a lot of good people, and I've learned things good and bad, you know. So I've taken from a lot of good people, but I've also, from those same people, I've kind of pushed aside what I didn't like. So, and that helped hold me to who I am today. To have the opportunity to come back again, you know, I'm very fortunate, and I know that. You know, this is an awesome opportunity for me, for my family, and the fact that I get to do it a second time, I'm excited. The University of Illinois, Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman, the coaches that we're working with, I couldn't be happier.
When they hired Lovie, what was your reaction?
I mean, obviously, I have a previous relationship with Lovie, so that was exciting to be an alum and to hear Lovie Smith. I think I was just as happy as everyone else in the state of Illinois when, you know, his name was announced. But now as a coach and being able to work for him again, I'm even more ecstatic.
Well, you know, look, like you said, Lovie's trying to wrap his arms around that situation. I'm glad to have somebody here that seems to be really excited about coming into Green Bay. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an NFL job. You should be excited about it. But I just wonder what the emotions were when he gets hired and calls up, you know, Uncle and says, "Hey, Unc, going to the Packers."
Yeah, you know? He may not get in the door at Thanksgiving at
right.
Uncle Dick's house anytime.
Yeah.
So now, you know, we've had the Super Bowl. Gutekunst and his staff were at the Senior Bowl week before last. And next, you know, on the calendar, coming up on the 19th, is the first day for clubs to designate franchise or transition players. Remember, it was a year ago at this time on that Friday that the Packers made a run at Kyle Fuller. And, you know, kind of took the Bears by surprise that going after their defensive back, and the Bears had to sit down and negotiate a longer deal and be forced to do something that they wanted to, when the Packers sort of matched their offer. So we'll see if Gutekunst is acting, because he's got so many, you know, spots to fill, and one of them's got to be outside linebacker. I mean, please don't tell me they really think they're going to go into a season with Kyler Fackrell and Reggie Gilbert as their lead pass rushers, you know. And I think Nick Perry's another year of injuries. This has got to be the end of line to him. And then there's Clay Matthews, who was asked about, you know, just in terms of lifestyle and 10 years and a draft pick and a Super Bowl winner and a veteran who started out with a great season. Every time he sacked a quarterback, it was, you know, illegal hit on a quarterback last year. And then you and I were talking about those times where he's chasing down Mitchell Trubisky and he's just a step behind. You could just see literally how much he'd lost. So do you bring him back as a veteran, still find a way to use him? Or do you move on, and just the cupboard would be even more bare for Mike Pettine in the second year? And so Clay talked about this in his last day, cleaning out the locker, about how much he would like to stay in Green Bay.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, obviously I'd love to come back and, you know, be a part of this team. But at the same time, like I said, it's really not up to me. So we're familiar with, the team, obviously, and the city, as I said earlier in the year, my kids are doing awesome out here. We love the people. We are settled here, and you know, it'd be awesome if we stayed. But like as I continue to say, you know, these are uncharted you know, times, and we'll kind of see what the future holds.
Let's do this, Mike. We got one more segment. Can you hang?
Yeah, you bet.
Hang in there. We've got more of Mike Clemens, and also when we come back, I've got something interesting specifically for you, Joe, in case you didn't hear about it. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels show on the air. We're hanging out with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. And so I guess before we get out of here, Mike, look, the other thing we haven't talked about yet really wholeheartedly is the defense. And Mike Pettine still, for as good a job as he did last year, he needs some more bodies.
Needs some more bodies. He's got some new coaches. Essentially coaches like Joe Witt and others and Winston Moss that were kind of loyal McCarthy guys. They're all gone. Some of them have gone to Cleveland. When Matt LaFleur is down to hiring like your third special teams coach yesterday, or you've got Luke Butkus coming in as an assistant offensive line coach, that means that now you've got the coaching staff now together. They've got now a week or two to start reviewing the roster and the 2018 tape, and then they've got to start putting together their questions for the NFL Combine for the draft picks coming up in about 2 weeks. So, you know, a good thing that maybe Murphy made the moves when he did. So now you got that coaching staff settled, and you're straight into the early period for prepping for not only free agency but for the draft. But Pettine talks about, you know, guys like Clay Matthews too and Tremont and others that are wondering, right, Randall Cobb, where am I going to be? Where do I take my family? What's happening next? This is kind of a stressful period in the National Football League.
You know, all have families, and that's the personal part of the NFL that a lot of people don't realize, that these are a lot of families involved as well, that are, you know, with kids and schools and, you know, trying to figure out, hey, where they're going to end up. And that's the difficult part. So that's just the stress is, you know, that just adds to it. But it falls into the, you know, no control over piece as well. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the Packers have a plan. All of us will certainly respect that process, and we'll see how it plays out.
Well, everything I heard from people from the Rams that worked with LaFleur say he's good at getting to know you, kind of building a consensus, and then, you know, he becomes a disciplinarian, and that's what he's going to need to turn around Aaron Rodgers in this group and make him get back into the playoffs in 2019.
Mike, great stuff as always. We'll chat again later next week, okay, pal?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Before we get out of here, this was brought to my attention. This is from, like, MSN.
Yeah.
From their news network.
Yeah.
Rating the best burgers in America. Number two in America. Everybody thinks Big Mac, Whopper, all that kind of stuff. Number two in America. In-N-Out Burger.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Second best burger in America. Number one, you want to know what beat him?
Yeah, what beat him?
Culver's.
Yeah.
Culver's.
Also,
the number one burger in America.
Also, a delicious hamburger. Just because I'm infatuated with In-N-Out does not mean I like a good butter burger from Culver's.
There you go.
But there you go. It's just, those are the best fast food burgers out there.
Man, oh man, oh man.
1 month until I will be eating a few of those.
There you have it.
Putting on a few pounds.
Second best you enjoy. First best right here in our own backyard. How we looking?
Giddy up.
Have a great weekend. Sleep.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.